Hi, and welcome to Springvale Seventh-day Adventist Church. We're glad you have joined us today, and we hope you enjoy the following message.
Today, we're going to talk about something that is very important for all of us. And I'd like to ask you, and I think that the PowerPoint presentation is ready, I guess. What makes you stop and take notice? What makes you stop and take notice? Think about it. I don't know what makes you stop and take notice. We're all different. Perhaps if you're a young person, what makes you stop and take notice, especially if you're a boy, will be a beautiful girl that goes by, right? And vice versa, if you're a girl, perhaps it would be a handsome boy that looks at you. I don't know. What makes you stop if you're older and notice? I don't know. But what about a tornado? In Hobart, there was a tornado, or what some people call a tornado. It was a joke, really. On this date, I was there. I didn't see it, but a lot of people were talking about it. Did you see the tornado? And it was even on the news, a tornado in Hobart. But I never saw it. Nobody ever saw it. Nobody died. And so somebody put a picture on the internet that was a tornado, just a chair falling. So it was a bit of a joke, right? And, people in Hobart, they have a funny sense of humor. That's what they're made out of. A tornado. I know. You will tell me what tornadoes are, right? Coming from where you come from. You guys in the States, you become devastated. But anyway, this is a joke. This is an Aussie joke in Australia, and that's what they call a tornado. What makes you stop and notice? I mean, the rays that stops a nation. Right? I'm not sure about you, but that's what the Melbourne Cup was called. The race that stops a nation. And I mean, we even have a holiday here. I mean, some of you had a public holiday, right? Last week, or well, during the week. What makes you stop and notice? Perhaps the election that stops the world, the U.S. election, right? Could make us stop. I think we all take note of that because it kind of like it affects all of us, whether we like it or not. Why is it so? Is it because it affects you personally, like you can feel a tornado? Well, especially if you live in Mississippi or Alabama or North Carolina in particular, I can tell you, my sister. She went to live in Carolina. I forget whether it was. I think it was North Carolina. And she said to me, "Oh, Victor," I said to her, "are you sure you want to go there? I've heard that they've had tornadoes and people have lost their lives and people have lost their houses and everything." And she said, "Oh, no, they said to me that it's going to be safe." Anyway, she went to work there for a few years. And when she got there, I called her back again and I said, "How are you doing, Ruthie?" Oh, she said, "You know what? There is a tornado going on and they just put us in a refuge because they fear that the place that I was staying in was going to be pulled to bits." You know, do you know what a tornado is? Right? It's a whirlwind. And sometimes it's called the hand of God because people are so terrified that it could destroy them. Perhaps because it is an Australian tradition of horse racing, I don't know. Or because we know anywhere in the world that U.S. politics will affect us somehow. What about the cross that stopped the universe? If a horse race could stop a nation, if the U.S. elections could stop the world, what about the cross that stopped the universe. We don't make that of us, do we? Perhaps we don't think it's worth noticing. But that's why we're here today. I know it's a sad event. But this event was as real and even far more significant than any tornado, right? Any tornado, race, or election. For Jesus was wounded and crushed for our sins. He was beaten that we might have peace. We are told it was prophesied in Isaiah 53, verse 5. Every republic has an Independence Day. I'm talking about republics. I'm not talking about Australia, who is part of the Commonwealth. The 4th of July in the States. In Chile, it's the 18th of September. And they celebrate. So this event, Jesus on the cross, means, do you know what it means? It means the declaration of independence from the power of sin. That's what it means. Did you know that? That's what it is. That's why we celebrate it. That Americans make a big fuss about the 4th of July. I was there on the 4th of July one year, and it was fireworks everywhere. And everybody has a wonderful time celebrating it. In Chile, it's the same. They're even more crazy about their parties. They go for almost a week celebrating, you know, the Day of Independence. But what about us? The independence from the power of sin. Do you go on celebrating that? Along with this independence comes celebrations, an oath of allegiance. So we ought to celebrate and be totally committed to being followers of Jesus Christ. That's our oath of allegiance. Every event has its characters. Fallop, Obama, Trump. In our case, the main character and hero is Jesus Christ. Should be. We remember the good and positive things about events, like the fact that nothing happened with the Hobart tornado. Melbourne Cup is portrayed as a glamorous and prestigious event. We remember that Obama beat the odds, even Trump beat the odds to win the election. I mean, nobody expected Obama in his last election to win. And nobody expected Trump, right, James, to win. They beat the odds. In the same way, Jesus on the cross was the most positive event ever. For example, when we remember Gallipoli, yes, we recognize there were many who died. I mean, do you know Gallipoli? Do you know what happened there? Lots of people that went from Australia to fight in Turkey. You know, we usually fight our wars on the other side of the world. So that's why we're kind of like are not concerned here. But they died. Thousands of them. But we value the sacrifice of our soldiers to be willing to die for our country. And we just did it today. We stood and in silence for a minute because of the same fallen soldiers. Do we have the same respect for our Lord and Savior? Whether we understand it or not, our freedom was paid for in full with Jesus on the cross. Jesus the Christ, not Jesus anyone, or not Jesus in swearing words, Jesus the Christ sacrificed his life for humanity and the safety of the universe. That's what he did. In a tornado, what is at stake is the extent of the damage and lives that could possibly cost part of a country. At a horse race, what matters is whether a particular horse will win or not and how big a party it will turn into, right? That's what matters. At a U.S. election, what matters is the impact that the next president will have globally over the whole world. This obviously has potential risks for the president and his family. It comes at a cost for the president and his family. At the cross, the King of the universe, Jesus Christ, took no shortcuts and willingly gave his life. This moment was so solemn that the whole universe should stand in awe and silence for an eternity. With Jesus on the cross, sadness turns into joy. Slavery turns into freedom. Insignificant turns into important. Gloom and doom into good news worth sharing. And who doesn't glow? Who does, you know, aren't you sick and tired of negative things in your life? Well, Jesus can take those things away if you're just willing. He can turn everything negative into something good, something beautiful. I love that Gaither song that says, something beautiful, something good. Do you know that song? Something beautiful, something good. All my confusion, he understood. All I have to offer him was brokenness and strife, but he made something beautiful of my life. Thank you for singing that beautiful item. He turns things that are gloomy. Yesterday I was talking to a young lady and I said, look, it doesn't matter how you feel. He can turn everything that you feel, even if you're feeling really bad. The feelings that you have are lies that you know, you're being told, you're telling yourself. And what others perhaps tell you. But God can change that. He can take that away from you. And that is the significance of Jesus dying on the cross. A tornado has the power to make us laugh or horrify us, depending on its magnitude. A horse race can make us cheer or get angry, especially if you lost something. An American election outcome can make us anxious or relieved. Well, I think that the last American election made a lot of us anxious, and still a lot of us are anxious about it. Jesus on the cross, likewise, has the power to give us joy, freedom, peace that have eternal effects. It also should make us stop every day to stand in awe of Jesus. And then to be like Jesus was when he was on earth. You know, we gave those fallen soldiers a minute. Jesus, if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't even remember those fallen soldiers. We should stand in awe. That's why it's important that today, on this Sabbath day, we stand in awe of Jesus Christ in our life. We should remember him and stand and stop and think about who he is and what he's doing in each and every one of our lives. May you be blessed, knowing that he is worth stopping, standing, that he should take our attention. Everything. Let us never, ever take him for granted. Because when we do, that is when we will miserably fail in this life. May you always have him. Remember the prayer of Jesus. Lord, he said, one of the things he says, keep me from evil. Keep me from evil, Lord. Lord, bless me. He stood in awe. He said, Father in heaven, my Father who are in heaven. hallowed be thy name. That is standing in awe. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Of course, you know the prayer. But Jesus was standing in awe of his Father. The creator who was praying to his Father. What about us? What about us? May God help you. May God help me to always worship him. Just like Revelation chapter 14 says, worship him who made the heavens and the earth and everything on this planet. God bless you all.
Thank you for joining us. For more messages, information on upcoming events and church services, please visit our website at www.springvale-adventist.org.au.